How often would you guys say that you vacuum your homes?
Once a week at least.
Once every 2 weeks.
Every two
Once every 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. Ah, you don't have a dog in there.
Yeah.
Good God.
Not nearly as much now, as only my bedroom is carpeted.
Okay, that's a good call. That's a good
But you got to sweep at least once a week out the rest of it.
What if I told you you were doing it wrong?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 vacuuming mistakes you might be making. Consider this a public service announcement for the curious youth out there. Hello, fellow horny adolescent boys. It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, as someone who has firsthand, heyo, knowledge of this subject matter, it does not work. And if it does, then aren't you a tiny little tyke? I can say that while 12-year-old me was disappointed at the time, at least my friend was too girthy for that exercise. Try some Icy Hot.
That's not a good idea either.
No.
Icy Hot?
Yeah, I tried to vacuum.
We, because
That's right, Silly Putty.
Did you say you got stuck in your pubes?
Yeah. Silly Putty.
I don't think I tried anything unconventional.
I don't think the I thought I was just a stroke of genius. I'm like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's the thing. You think, right, I was like, oh, I'll run downstairs and put the Silly Putty around it. That'll feel like, because you have no idea what anything feels like.
Correct.
Right. And it felt like Silly Putty, I think, would have heard different reports from the older folks.
Feels like a bag of sand.
Yeah, and
there's
I'm probably
newspaper printed on her labia, just like Silly Putty.
And, like, the basement was where we had our TV, so I could still see the look on my parents' face. So I was like, I need scissors. And they're like,
say
you weren't working on homework. Like, what? Just, I need scissors.
That's what I was saying. Like, I'm not going to ask any more questions.
Just need
give
the
boys scissors.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of how it went.
So these are 10 vacuuming mistakes that you might be making. I don't know why anybody would make this mistake, but there are folks that do. You're dusting after vacuuming. Knock everything onto the ground first and then vacuum. You should be done walking around your house when it's time to
I'm
vacuum.
I'm guilty of that sometimes. The problem is, like, so I'll get up and I vacuum, right? I'm going to vacuum the freaking house, da-da-da-da. And then, for whatever reason, like, the light hits and I'm like, crap, there's dust.
Right.
Like, if I'm thinking about it, I will dust first.
I actually don't dust a whole lot.
Really?
And I don't know that dust, like, dust in your blinds or whatever, like, am I really going to notice that on the carpet?
On the carpet, no.
Carpet, no. On your floor, you will. And we have all hard surfaces now, man. So my motivation to dust and everything else isn't even the dust, man. It's dog hair.
Right.
You know, because the dog won't walk around the sofa. The dog has this need to jump over the table that's behind the sofa, and some little hairs just sprinkle everywhere.
Think about the universal rule is you should wash everything top to bottom.
Correct.
So whether it's your body, whether it's your car, whether you're cleaning your house, it's the same thing. Knock everything down, then wash the bottom layer.
And Ted, you're not wrong. You won't notice it much, but it's kind of like brushing your teeth and then drinking juice. It's like,
I know, I just,
you know,
I'm probably going to be a little critical. A few of these, like, oh, you're vacuuming wrong. You dusted second. Like, I'm with you. I'm impressed. People dust.
You're using the wrong attachments. They're designed for specific tasks. Using them correctly can improve cleaning results. Making sure that you understand the purpose of the attachments that came with your vacuum cleaner, you likely have a crevice wand, upholstery head, a hard floor brush tool, and other assorted accessories that'll make cleaning easier and more thorough.
I am super anal about that because it was beaten in my head by my father.
Yeah.
That dude vacuums. Look, you could, I don't know, you could program the space shuttle. My father puts that much detail into vacuuming.
Nice. Right.
And as a kid, man, I mean, he was on you about how you vacuum the attachment. So now, that you know, it served its purpose. It's in my head.
For many years, I used to vacuum the steps with the vacuum above me and work my way down.
Right. No.
I took so many headers that I determined that was not the right way to do that. So now I go from the bottom and go to the top.
Yes.
There you go.
I still have a skull.
And the attachments, man, that is a satisfying sound.
Oh yeah, 100%. We actually we got a new vacuum as a housewarming gift from the wife's grandparents, and she got so excited because it's got this digital thing that'll tell you what the dust that you vacuum up is consistent of.
And I said, you want to know?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. It's like, why do I care?
More
I want
of
it
you.
Up.
It's you and your animal.
Right.
Most of the dust is like, oh, that's dead skin.
Right. It's dead skin. It's animal fur and cat litter. Like
right.
I know exactly what's in our doggone stuff. Right.
Dander.
So,
right.
So earlier this week, I'm driving home, and she and I are talking on the phone. She says, yeah, I vacuumed the whole house today, and I was just kind of giving her crap. And I said, oh, so what did our dirt consist of? She's like, there's a lot of it, man. There's a lot of it. It's in the thousands. I was like, thousands of what?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to read it.
All right. You should be worried.
You forget to clean the brush, roll, or separator. Again, these are vacuuming mistakes that you might be making.
Nah, I'm pretty handle about that, too.
You can't imagine how much hair is in your house to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, you use the same machine long enough, you can hear when it's not operating properly.
Absolutely.
And then eventually you look under there because the pitch is just a little bit too high, and then you see that card that you stuck up in there, and you got to pull that out along with a rat. Yeah. You're vacuuming over wet spills.
No,
Jesus, do not vacuum over anything wet.
No.
There's a reason that wet dry vacuums are another category. God. Vacuuming wet areas with a regular vacuum not only risks damage to the appliance, but usually leaves a smeared mess on the floor.
And death. I am not kidding you. Death. I went to DeMath with a guy. His brother worked, doesn't matter where he worked. He was vacuuming at the end of his shift. Didn't know there was wet carpet. He literally died.
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Dear God.
I'm dead serious. And it was unbelievable tragedy, but I'm just like, I would never think it could actually happen, but only because that happened while I was in high school to my buddy's brother. I'm like, it can happen. Like, if it's wet, just leave it alone. Right. Or, like you're saying, you need a shop vac or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wet dry vac, yeah. You're letting your robot vacuum clean deep pile carpets.
I don't have a robot vacuum. Either.
You guys don't have the Roomba?
I do not have the Roomba.
The ones that got hacked. Started saying racial crap to everybody.
And
in
it was like 2 weeks ago. So these people, they hacked into the Roomba, and it didn't matter around the country.
It talks?
Apparently it drops the N-bomb a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But I didn't know Roombas talked at all.
Right.
It might not be the Roomba.
Okay.
But one that does talk, they hacked into it, like thousands and thousands of these things.
And it's dropping N-bombs.
Yeah.
While KKK vacuum.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I always knew that thing was racist.
It's got a little extendo arm.
Which is weird because typically they're black.
I know.
I mean, what's up?
So they're not using it offensively. They're
to greet it.
Now they suck even more.
What's up?
What's up, brother?
I mean, I don't know what those are, but those little, like, those Roombas, like, if you have hardwood floors, those things are a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And it's funny to watch them get stuck.
I am my own Roomba.
You guys see when they play a game, they'll like tape a knife to it and then put a bunch of balloons around so it starts popping them.
Yeah.
Or you can like joust with them.
Yeah.
Ooh, jousting vacuums.
Yeah.
Sadly, I would watch that.
Yes, you would. 10 vacuuming mistakes that you might be making. You don't use the settings properly. If your vacuum has an adjustable sucking setting or the ability to change based on the type of flooring surface, make sure that you learn how to use those features to your advantage. For example, you shouldn't want to use a high-powered suction setting if you're cleaning your vintage rug. Similarly, you may accidentally blow dust about if you use roller brushes while vacuuming the hardwood floors.
My vacuum adjusts on its own, which I love. Also, the amount of floors, and then if you hit a rug, like it adjusts itself.
If you can adjust the wheels based on the surface.
Oh,
that helps a lot, too. So if you do have a shaggy carpet, just like your lawnmower.
Yeah. When I was growing up, we had one of those old Kirby vacuums, and we actually had an ability to where you could, you know, ratchet it down with your foot or then just push it all back all the way up the other direction. It was actually, I loved that thing. I wonder if my dad still has it.
Somebody here says, my dad made us vacuum 3 to 4 times a day, and we had specific line directions we had to make. I thought my dad was anal about it. He wasn't that
That's
bad.
That's some OCD going on right
Somebody
there.
Says, my husband accidentally vacuumed up a pile of dog ass that our dog left in the living room.
Do they make vacuums yet that, like, can just spin, like, you know, like suitcases? Like those wheels?
I see what you're saying.
Oh,
like a little 3 or 0 degree turn situation? Yeah. I feel you. You're skipping surfaces. Neglecting the dust under beds, sofas, or other furniture can lead to quick buildup, amplifying indoor allergies. This is why they say use a robot vacuum, because it'll just go
right underneath. I get that. I try to get down in there, man, because somehow all the dog's hair is like, let's meet under the bed.
No kidding, dude. You're vacuuming your stairs with an upright vacuum.
I don't have a choice. That's why I'm saying.
You don't have any attachments?
I do, but you're still...
You still got to lug the thing.
Yeah, the vacuum still has to be on the step.
The hose is not long enough.
Correct.
Can you get a hose extender for it?
I do, but it's still just not practical. It's the right thing to use back to your other thing about the application. And
sure.
If you're going to use a wand or whatever, it's just kind of harder to... It's just...
Yeah.
My wife and I just had a conversation. I'm like, I need a dirt devil. One of those handheld things.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of lugging this bitch up the stairs.
Yeah, there's our maintenance worker who vacuums. She basically has there's a couple kinds. There's a canister can that you wear like a backpack.
Yeah, it looks like a scuba tank.
All right, so I've seen that before. We just have the hose.
Yeah.
And there's also the ones that she has downstairs. There's no cord. So it's still powerful.
Yeah.
But you're not dragging that cord behind you, and she's just freewheeling it, man. Mm-hmm. She can go wherever she wants.
I'm just surprised you, of all people, don't have one of those little dirt devils.
I used to when I had Dr. Gomez. But after he passed away, I did not need to suck up litter every single day.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
You're not cleaning the filters.
That's very
cool. I'm all in there, man. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very satisfying
feeling. You can
also
throw those in your dishwasher.
Really?
Or your washing machine, yeah.
Is it plastic or is it spongy?
It is a mesh.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
sometimes there's a sponge.
I mean, it's
on
a pretty durable mesh, though.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's blasting stuff in there.
So. That makes sense. But then this is the number one mistake that you might be making when it comes to vacuuming. And my dad got on us all the time with this. You're vacuuming too quickly.
Yes.
And they also put in there, you know, only in one direction. It says back and forth, back and forth. Sure, you develop a natural pattern when it comes to cleaning carpets in your home for the 7,000th time. Vacuuming a rug with the same route every time or routinely just moving the vacuum to and fro in a single direction isn't likely to pick up all the dirt. Instead, pass over areas from multiple angles. Rushing can leave dirt behind. Slow, thoughtful passes are more effective. Plug in, dude. Grab a podcast, grab a record, whatever it is that you're going to play. Get comfy. Just
do it like your lawn, right? Crisscross.
Right.
Make it look nice and just, I don't know, you got to go around. And honestly, sometimes, I mean, I don't think it's that hard. You go over it once, like, oh, I got to go over this again.
Yeah, no big deal.